Hello, welcome to Straight Out of Sumner. My name is Kelly with the Sumner County Health Department, and today I have Gavin with 4-H Youth Development Agent for Sumner County, and he is going to talk about all things what they do at the Extension Office. So I'll switch it over to you, Gavin.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Kelly. Thank you for inviting me on today. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely love getting to talk about what Extension does for Sumner County and the surrounding counties all across Kansas. So we're pleasure to be here, and hopefully we can answer some questions and give some insight into what goes on in the Extension Service.
Absolutely.
So in the office there, we have myself, Gavin Beasley. I grew up here in Sumner County, was involved in 4-H. I started out when I was like 5 or 6 years old, went through all the way till I was 18.
Fun.
Did it, helped even while I was in college and got to come back. We've also got our office professional now, Samantha Milton, mm-hmm. another Sumner County native. She was in and out for a few years, but she's there as our front office person. We also have Randy Hine, who's our agriculture and natural resources agent. So you got questions about your lawn, your garden, your trees, even your crops out in the field. He's the one. We have vehicles here. We can come out and we can come to you even to answer questions for you. So myself, as the 4-H Youth Development Agent, which is a fancy title for saying I get to work with youth.
Fun.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So right now we have a lot of activities we do throughout the year. The biggest one is our 4-H fair, yes. which we hold here in July with the Wheat Festival.
Yes, this week, right?
Yes, it is. Okay. We're very excited. I was out earlier pounding T-posts and getting ready to put signs up.
Fun.
Yeah, so we Tuesday the 9th, we have our consultative judging. So our youth get to come in and present their projects, whether it's a photo they took, cookies they baked, a model rocket they built, anything like that. They get to do that one-on-one with a judge, and just a conversation like we're having now, they get to present and talk about their project and get live feedback from a judge, which we think is one of the best ways to learn and to improve when you work on stuff, is just having a nice dialogue, a conversation with somebody.
Absolutely.
So we have that going on tomorrow evening, okay. So we'll get all of our projects in, we'll get them all set up Wednesday morning. So then Wednesday the 10th from 1 to 8 p.m., the Raymond Fry Complex here in Wellington is wide open to the public. We've got air conditioning, we've got chairs, and we got a lot of cool projects in there. Like I said, we'll have crops projects, we'll have clothing displays, we'll have all sorts of good things to come in. I really just want to invite the community out to come and see the cool things that our youth are doing in Sumner County.
Absolutely.
And then we also, the Wheat Festival has their picnic in the park, and that's in the evening. All of our 4-H clubs make cookie jars that are displayed and judged, but they also get auctioned off full of cookies.
Wow.
So for you cookie lovers,
yes.
there's a great opportunity out there to get some great homemade cookies there at the auction.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, definitely bring your saved up pennies and stuff. We'll bust open some piggy banks
nice.
And get some good stuff. And if you miss out on that, we will also have a bake sale for all the other baked goods that were judged. We don't want all it to go to waste. We want to sell it out to the community as a fundraiser for the 4-H program and to not waste all the delicious goodies there.
Absolutely.
So definitely come and check us out. Then the 11th as well, 1 to 8 p.m. we're open again. And at 6:30, we have a really fun 4-H fashion review. So all our different members have either made clothes or they've purchased their own clothes for the school year, fun events, things like that. And they get to show them off in a fashion show.
Oh, that's fun.
So like I said, it's a great evening activity. Everybody's coming home. You want something to do to get out of the house. Or you're down at Wheat Festival. You need a break from the heat. Come on over at 6:30 at Raymond Fry and check out some really cool fashion shows.
Awesome. You guys going to have like a walkway or anything like
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Oh. It'll be all lit up. We're going to have a backdrop and everything.
Nice.
And we even have a surprise intermission show that's going to happen.
That'll be fun for the kids.
It's going to be a great thing and get ready to laugh a lot.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
Awesome.
It's going to be fun. But then we got 4 more days. It's a lot. It's action packed.
Yes.
So we have on the 12th, again, 1 to 8 p.m. we're open. And then 4 to 6 p.m. in the evening, we have an ice cream social. We've bought ice cream for everybody, and we want you to come in and hang out and look at projects and enjoy a nice, cool treat as well.
Yeah, I saw last year people were coming out with ice cream in their hands.
Yep. You guys got to sneak over there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we should. We should.
Yep. Then the 13th, so Saturday, we'll be wrapping up all of our stuff in the Raymond Fry building. At 9 a.m., we have a hand pet show. So that's going to be chickens, rabbits, other poultry, and some other, like, household-type pets. I know we have a ball python registered.
Wow.
He's going to come in and show.
Wow. As long as he doesn't get loose.
I'm told we have a great handler.
Okay, good.
So it shouldn't be too big a problem. But then we've got that at 9 a.m., and then 10 to 4, we're open to the public on Saturday. So
okay.
we hope everyone will get a chance to stop by during the week And then we didn't forget about the other animal lovers, though, because that's only small animals.
Uh-huh.
The 19th and the 20th, we also have livestock shows.
Okay.
So on the 19th in the evening down in South Haven, we've got a sheep and goat show, which will be very fun.
Mm-hmm. People have been getting tags. I've seen people come out with tags.
Yes, we've had lots of different community members in and out and getting those. That's my favorite part of my job, too, is I get out of the office, I get to go tag animals, which is super fun.
Good.
And then we get to see the culmination. On the 19th and 20th, all of our 4-H'ers have either bought or raised their animals over the winter into the springtime, and now we get to see they usually work with them once to twice a day. And so they've put in countless hours
of
hard work.
They work so hard, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so then, on these days, we get to see the culmination of all that hard work, which
awesome.
We are excited to see.
Absolutely. Okay, well, you guys are busy.
We are busy.
I'm glad you guys provide this for the community. So let's talk about a little bit of the history, too. How does somebody get involved in 4-H?
Absolutely. So we've got clubs spread out all over Sumner County. Almost every little community has one. So we've got 5 clubs in Conroy Springs, Wellington, South Haven, Coldwell, and Belle Plaine.
Okay.
And so each of those clubs is made up by a community leader, who's kind of like your go-to person, your resource person that live in the communities,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of spearhead the whole project. And so you can reach out if you could find out who the local person is. I could name probably most of them off the top of my head. and if not, you can go onto Facebook or go onto our website, Sumner County Extension, and then we can help get you set up and stuff. There's an online registration, costs like $15 for the year, a lot of benefits that come with that. It's a great program, so it's pretty easy to get plugged in if you want to.
You know, and I want to mention, it doesn't sound like it's just for country kids either.
Not at all.
Right.
It is for everybody.
Right.
I know several years ago, back when I was a member, which is weird to say because I'm only 22 years old. I feel older than what it is. But even at that time, there was a lot of the youth here in Wellington that wanted to do animals but didn't have a farm or anything
yes.
else to do it. But all we did is we found the right connection. There was a family over East Town. And they said, hey, we will house your lambs. If you come out, you feed them, you work with them, we'll provide you the space. So even if you aren't into livestock, we have all sorts of different projects. There's over 20 different project areas.
Yeah.
So no matter if you're into entomology, geology, space tech, if you like drones and stuff, there's a lot of really cool drone projects
cool.
right now.
Cool.
And there's even interior and architectural design, if you like to redesign your room and stuff.
Wow.
So there's all sorts of different projects that are involved.
That's
so it's
awesome.
not just a rural thing, it's an everybody thing.
Right. I think, and I don't know when that changed or if it's always been like that. It was just felt maybe when I was younger, it always felt like maybe it was for the farmers, you know, with mm-hmm. animals. But it sounds like you've went into baking and maybe it's, like I said, it's probably always been that. I just wasn't aware of it. But and even fashion, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
It's been a lot of those areas, and over time, we've seen that. We've seen that the common thing is that, oh, it's country people, but it's a program built for everybody, and we've got awesome opportunities all throughout the year for all different things. The fair during the wheat festival is not the only thing we do.
Right. I was going to bring up, I know you guys travel somewhere for a camp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have 2 different camps we go to, both during the summertime. One of them is at Rock Springs. A ranch that is out of Junction City.
Yep.
So it's a 4-H owned for the whole state. They open it up to even non-4-H members too.
Mm.
And so you can sign up online to go to the Rock Springs Ranch, or the other one, which we did here in June, which was a lot of fun, is we do 4-H Discovery Days.
Okay.
So that is for 4-H members, and we take them up to Manhattan, where that's K-State. K-State is the land grant institution for Kansas, so that's our university partner. Because Extension serves as a bridge between the research and the resources that a university has mm-hmm. and all the communities of that state. So that's why we're K-State Research and
yeah,
Extension.
Yeah, I always wondered that. Now, do you have to be a graduate of K-State to work?
Not at all.
Okay.
I happen to be, but I'm also a graduate of Cali. I went to school right here in Wellington before
awesome.
I went up there.
Awesome.
But yeah, so that Discovery Day is when we go up there. The way I always tell people
mm-hmm.
and the way I've kind of tried to convince kids to want to go because
uh-huh.
I love it because I get to go and help with it. So I want kids to want to go because
yeah.
it's fun and I get to get out of my office a little
mm-hmm.
bit. But it's living life like a college student. So you live in the dorms for 3 days. You eat in the dining centers. And then we've got fun activities during it, various different things. But we also have classes that we offer.
Mm-hmm.
So various either 4-H agents from all the different counties or other volunteers will put together a class to teach. And you as the participant get to pick which classes you're involved with. Nice. So no matter if you like I'd had several animal science ones where we toured some farms and did some hands-on labs. Mm-hmm. There is one that was, how do you do swing dancing? And another one on chuck wagon cooking.
Wow.
And a photography one. And things, it's aimed to let you explore either things you're interested in or things you never knew you might want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just trying to get kids engaged in whatever there is.
Absolutely. And maybe, you know, that helps them, you know, find direction also in things that they may like further on.
So. Exactly. The whole mechanism of 4-H is to get kids in, get them friends, get them connected within their communities to feel like they belong, find a spark, find something that really interests them, and then help them grow in it. And long term, we want to help you reach a goal, whether that's educational success or vocational, whether it's you're good out in your community, or you just, now we equipped you with the skills you need to go and live a successful life, however you deem that. That's the whole goal, is getting kids in and working with them and just helping them get excited about something and working on it.
Man, I'm sad I missed out on that many moons ago.
Hey, we always look for volunteers, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Let's talk about, I was reading online, it takes a lot of community members to make this a go. So
I wish I would have grabbed the statistics I got on how many, it's thousands and thousands of hours. It equates, for Sumner County, I did the math. The amount of time our volunteers put in is worth over $200,000 a year in just volunteer hours.
Wow.
And so we have volunteers that come and help at our fair, whether they're a judge, whether they're a superintendent, which is kind of like a judge's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
We got our club leaders and all the different community at our five clubs. Those are all volunteers. And all of our events, we've got volunteers everywhere. And there's even a lady here whose kids were involved in the program years ago. She's pushing 60 years old. I won't say how old.
Sure.
But she loves to crochet. Wow. So she said, hey, can I teach kids how to crochet? And we said, absolutely. So we started a crochet class.
That's nice.
Just because that was something she was interested in and wanted to help people.
Yes.
So.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm. We always love community members no matter what it is. Like we also did a sewing clinic, which this year we didn't open up to the general public. Mm-hmm. The plan is to next year. And we take 3 days and we make two or three different sewing projects. A lot of kids make pajama pants or little tote bags, which are really cool. Some of those will be on display at our 4-H fashion review, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But we also do various different things to get the community in, to either just help the community or try to get them interested in maybe joining our program to have those successes and things like we talked about.
Right. Well, that sounds awesome. All right. Was there anything else that you wanted to touch on?
Well, probably just how to reach out to us.
Yes, absolutely.
So we've got our website, Sumner County Extension. If you Google that, you should be able to find us. We're here at the Raymond Fry Complex down off of Jefferson. And then also on Facebook, if you look up Sumner County Extension, you can find us. We do events all throughout the year for every different type of person, different types of interests. So make sure we try to post about it on Facebook when we've got fun stuff, or we'll have events up on our sign. If not, we try to put a good pun or a joke up there.
Yes, I've seen some of those.
Yep, that is, I give a lot of credit to our office professional, Sam.
Okay.
She likes a good pun.
Okay, I wondered who was putting those up. So, all right, well, thank you for sitting down with us and discussing 4-H and everything that happens over the extension office. So
absolutely. Again, very glad to be on here, and we hope some people reach out to us. We would love to get out and get engaged with the community. So.
Yeah, you've got a couple busy weeks. So
that is right.
Yes. All right. Thank you. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook and our website at www.sumnercountyhealthdepartment.org.